We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, this is the moment you've all been waiting for.
I don't know how you can deny that.
Your ass is making some great points.
My ass simply does. Simply does. It's long, long crack, buried line, and it does. When it gets going... When it gets a blubbering, it makes some great points.
Huh?
It does. Good luck for me tomorrow because I'm going out with Tyler. Hopefully I don't take a dump in somebody's
car. If you do, don't pass out.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
The Drive is live and in color.
Drive is in the house.
Okay. And I have survived.
That's terrible.
I have survived. I guess we could we could just give it to him. I mean,
what?
We can let him have it. If he wants to do that every day, we can let him have it. He doesn't get to go.
I just choose to not encourage it.
I'm not encouraging
at least this week.
He doesn't get, you know.
Why just this week?
He got a win. They beat LSU, I guess.
The Drive is in the house.
Well, it may have something to do with what Friday is.
It's getting worse. Yeah. Tomorrow is it. Is Slick T's birthday.
That's show right. Is.
It is. It's his birthday. Hey, and I survived. I'm in good shape.
Are you?
Went out. Had
us
drinks.
A good time.
We're out in the Heights enjoying ourselves yesterday. You know what this thing turned into?
Y'all's outing? What?
You probably would have been a better help. And yes, to the people at McIntyre's, we were cheating in a major way. It turned into Game of Thrones trivia night as we went to drinks.
Damn, I'm glad my wife wanted to go on a date.
And they announced, you know, I'm not in it. They announced it. I ain't seen a second of Game of Thrones. They announced it, and Tyler's giddy. Oh, we're going. We're in this. And they're just, he is, no matter what kind of drinks or conversations we were having, he's throwing it out the window and is completely obsessed with this trivia.
One of the greatest shows of all time.
And I'm cheating. I'm texting Courtney. I'm texting friends who watch the show to get answers that he doesn't know.
Wait a minute.
We didn't know it was Game of Thrones trivia night. It was just a
blessing.
I
don't believe him. I think he knew it was.
Okay. That's right.
He was so gung-ho. Man, let's go to McIntyre's. I'm like, dang. Remember what I said before we left?
Not that you care. You guys care. But You're really pushing me towards a hard no on the next invite.
Oh, shocker.
I mean,
hadn't been getting hard no's already.
I'm going to need more than a Game of Thrones. And I like Game of Thrones now. Don't get me wrong.
I'm
a Game of Thrones fan. But I'll be damned if us three are fixing to go sit somewhere and have some drinks and play trivia.
It's fun.
No, it wasn't
Do
fun.
It at your neighborhood bar,
well,
man.
Well, you don't know the show, so of course it wasn't fun for you.
I mean, that's not a good time. I mean, I made it a good time because I was with you.
In fact, I would have
preferred. I was with my bud.
Yeah?
I was with you and my other friend I met.
See, this is where
another Aggie who slicked his hair.
Yeah, you just called your old producer while you were hanging out with me.
Well, I was trying to
give you. No big deal.
I'm trying to give you answers to the show.
I think you're just stroking Tyler.
Stroke away.
Which is very, very,
I'm not stroking.
I would say it's an effective method as a coworker. But like you make it blatantly obvious.
What? You don't feel genuine from me?
Well, first of all, you slipped up like you didn't really have fun, and you said, "Oh yeah, but no, I did.
I had a good time because I was celebrating fellowship with Tyler.
We met a really nice pup.
That's good. Well, again, add that to the list of things that
his name was Benito.
I did get some good information of the potential where we could purchase our next pup. Our next dog.
It was a good old pup.
Like, where are y'all hanging out at where y'all do Game of Thrones trivia and play with dogs? Like,
Tyler has put us.
It's all pretty common, boys, in this day and age at your local bar.
It is my first time competing in
your local bar.
They have trivia nights.
We're in the middle of use. There's no local bar.
You know, I'm thinking this through now, Tyler and Clint. 713-572-4610. Trailer Will and Freeman text line. Not Ann, but Trailer Will and Frame text line.
Trailer Will and Frame and text line.
I don't know. You want to add another sponsor? Go ahead. I don't know if they'd appreciate it, but hell, let's do it. The Boxer
Foundation.
I'm not
so sure if Tyler did not know that this was going to be a Game of Thrones trivia.
I did not know that.
He played it pretty well. Oh, this just makes the night great.
Did you know there was? Did you know there was?
Because he was gunk.
No. Zero.
You've been to that place multiple times because I've heard
a lot of
many, many nights.
This is the second time he's taken me there.
But that's the thing. There's 8,000 establishments.
Remember what I kept saying
here and there. He always goes to that one.
You remember what I kept saying to you? Last time I think we went to Kirby Ice House. So that was I kept saying to you, man, this is a 30-minute drive.
Traffic was bad.
Sure, you want to head there? It's a 30-minute drive.
Not to Kirby Ice House.
No,
Yeah. That's the other thing, Tyler.
To now the point I'm thinking, you're so gung-ho about going there, I think he wanted to go to do trivia night.
See, I told y'all about this in the bathroom on our way out. See,
I think Tyler knew.
Here's another thing, Tyler. Here's another thing, Tyler.
Let me know.
You took show 30 minutes closer to your house, further away from his. To play trivia and play
heights.
With dogs.
It's not like it was close to either of our houses.
Is it directionally?
I mean,
directionally,
we did have a couple of options very close to here.
Oh, hell, they're all over the place right here.
All right, well, next time you just tell me where you want to go.
Take him to a...
Good Lord.
Take him where the spot we did.
I was appreciative. Hey, my thing
did
is...
Did we have a good time?
We did, but I think you knew this was going to be a Game of Thrones trivia night. I do, because your friends seemed to be ready for the questions. Both of you were fans.
We went down to your spot down there and did a live show.
Huh?
When we went down to your neck of the woods and did a live show last time.
Oh, it was we was at Churrasco's.
Churrasco's. Take him to Churrasco's in Sugar Land on the water, man. It's a nice place, man.
There's a couple spots over there.
I was wanting to go to a bar.
Yeah. Go to a bar?
Come on, man.
What? The Heights is my preferred destination for going out.
Of course, it's on your way home.
I think people on the text line agree. I think you knew you wanted.
I'm
going
to tell you this,
fellas.
Can I make y'all promise?
He had a team name quick.
He had team name and everything.
Do you know what it was? It was really good.
Listen to him.
The name of our team for Game of Thrones trivia was...
I'm starting to think.
A team has no name.
I'm starting to think he knew.
A team has no name.
That had to be the greatest team name at trivia.
I had a buddy of mine in the radio business. Their show was a show with no name.
I like it.
And my favorite go-to when somebody's playing music is DJ No Name. So that I don't know how authentic that was.
A team has no name.
Someone text in, I don't know what bars you're going to.
Agreed.
A local bar plays sports.
There was basketball on the TV.
And that's it.
There was basketball on every TV last night.
I'll make a promise to you guys.
Sounds like your bar needs to step it up, sir.
I'll make a promise to you guys.
Nice place.
When I initiate the get out and recommend the spots.
Whenever that happens.
Well, that's a good point. Doesn't happen as often as you. That's for damn sure.
We'll be at O'Neill's.
We're not playing trivia. I mean, we're going sports and live music.
I like those things too.
And some drinking.
I didn't plan on trivia.
I don't want to go. Like, I don't need something to take my mind off of the conversation that us three could have. Like, I don't need somebody to provide the content for our night out.
He wanted the entertainment.
I mean, we weren't getting a lecture. We were having fun talking about a very popular TV show, Game of Thrones.
We were talking about. I really enjoyed everything that led up.
No, you see, you just don't have it in you.
You don't even know what I'm gonna say.
If this was me, you'd undress me
because it's him.
It's like, oh, I really liked it.
You don't even know what I'm gonna say.
No, you didn't.
You don't even know what I was gonna say. I said I really enjoyed the time we had prior to the start of the trivia game.
There you go.
We had some really good conversations.
See there,
we did.
The trivia game. I just wanted to help you out, so I'd start cheating.
See there.
They said to us, "Don't anybody using their cell phones." We will disqualify you. And I was using my cell phone.
That was a charity drink.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
Didn't stay for the whole thing anyway.
That was a Tyler needs me, and he happens to be available because his wife's out of town, so I better go do this.
I'm available even when my wife's in town.
That is true.
Get that twisted.
This guy.
I don't know.
That doesn't have any effect
on
now, me.
I'm now wondering if Tyler drugged me out there specifically because they were doing a Game of Thrones trip.
I have no clue.
Like, oh my God, this is great.
Let's saw my reaction when they started playing the music. I didn't even know what was going on. I was like,
so they killed the vibe with the music too, huh?
Or they upped the vibe. That's a hell of a theme song.
You're a real actor. Yeah.
So the whole wait. Gosh, this just keeps getting worse. Should we go on?
There was some good music being played, man.
Should we keep going on this? This is getting worse, Tyler.
So they
killed the music overall and had theme music with your trivia?
When they started it.
Oh, I'd have been hot. If I had canceled my date with my wife and went on this thing and that would have happened? Oh, Tyler. Oh, I'd be bad. So
just being with the bros ain't enough for you.
No. That's not being with the bros. See? Being with the bros. That's getting somebody to go play a little silly-ass game with you.
That you knew was on.
It wasn't video games.
I'm about 40% sure that you knew that you were not surprised by that game.
Show, I want you to be honest, though. The problem is you're stroking him here
on this thing. I'm not stroking him.
Yes, you are.
Listen, man, it's not always your party.
The show that I know would be undressing whoever had him drive 30 minutes out of the way to play Game of Thrones trivia with theme music. I mean, the music wasn't even enjoyable.
I'm thinking through it right now, and now I'm having more understanding that I believe he knew that it was this was all planned. Because he was so hard. I mean, up on. No, let's go here. Let's go here.
Stay hard.
So, I know. All right, let's move on. I'm really getting disappointed because that's – you want to talk about a transition? That's a transition when Tyler does this. Can I say this while Tyler stays, whatever he stays?
Stiff.
I think there's something this week.
This guy's a sicko.
I think there's something this week that I don't think I've heard a lot, and I'll even speak for us. But I don't think we've really addressed enough. This Cal McNair sitting in to the post-game show, sitting into the post-game press conference for Lovie Smith last week. Like, there's been a lot going on with Lovie's comments himself, Kyle Allen in his first game, and then this week, obviously, with Deshaun returning. There's been a lot happening that you know, maybe that's been kind of glossed over and not really looked at as a big a deal as it should be. But that is, like, we talked to Brooks about that, and he kind of set the scene of what it was, where he was standing in the hallway first looking, and then he came in and was looking and didn't look real thrilled about things. And why would you after you just got embarrassed again against the Dolphins? But that, we talked about it. That wasn't for nothing, Clint. That the owner of the team, after that game and after everything that's been happening and after the whole week where the quarterback weirdness was happening about who is starting and whatever and the testiness of the head coach, that wasn't for nothing that Cal McNair showed up. When I look at that, Clint, I think we got to really look at this game, because what's the next step after the owner comes up and lets you know? Because to me, that's a signal to me, Clint, that says your ass is on notice. If our general manager, Sarah Fraser, came in here and just
pulled up a seat and watched us
in there with Tyler and just watched us for 4 hours to see what we're doing. Okay, Cowboy, slow down. Just watched us for four
hours.
No,
he said, I don't like that.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that. I thought you said I like that.
I do have some boundaries, sir.
I thought he said I don't like that.
Okay, Cowboy, calm down.
Calm down there. That got away. I know you stay stiff, but good Lord. But if she sat in there and just watched us, like, there's something to that. Like, what's the next step after that? What's the next step? And then if we came in here when she sat up and watched us, and we showed our ass on here the way Lovie did in that press conference.
Hold on, so.
There's something to that. Clint, they've had multiple embarrassing performances.
Yeah.
You've talked about it. Tennessee, Washington here, Miami last week. It's been 50-0 in the first half of the last two games. Clint, the situation in which Cal McNair and the McNair family doesn't want to be embarrassed is with that guy, number four, Deshaun Watson, yep, coming back in his first game in 700 days right here in Houston at NRG with, I believe, a crowd that I think is at least going to be mixed. There are going to be Houston fans out there with Watson jerseys. There are going to be Houston fans cheering for things that happen well with the Browns. If they come out here with another embarrassing performance at home in front of this crowd, and he has to sit there and watch it by that player. He's already sitting in there letting everybody know something's up. Lovie, I'm not so certain if they have an embarrassing performance that Lovie makes it to next week. I think Lovie's job is on the line potentially. I don't have any inside info. I'm just putting stuff together. Cal McNair showed up. When the hell is – what owner's done that? When did he do that? To show up to make his face known? Man, Clint, I think this is a big game for Lovey. They can't have one of these embarrassing performances.
Yeah, a couple of things here for me is I think you're right. I think Lovey's job is on the line the next 6 weeks. There's a lot of football left to be played, and it's already far more embarrassing than I think anybody expected it to be. Number one, and last year Culley was worse, and he made it look. Culley is stacked on top of what Cal McNair has been dealing with. This is nothing. This is a year beyond last year. It's all on top of what Culley did. Cal McNair has to operate in that fashion. It's like we're not going to judge each coach in a vacuum this year versus last year. No, it's all unacceptable, and this happens to be the second year of it. So number one, miss me with the whole Lovey and Culley thought of one made the season, one didn't. The other thing is, as a fan of the Houston Texans, I don't care who we're discussing in the entire organization, whether it's Nick Caserio, Lovey Smith, Pep Hamilton, Davis Mills, all the way down. What I want is I want Cal McNair and Hannah McNair, I want them getting a firsthand account of everything that's going on in that building, and I want them holding everybody's feet to the fire, because what we've watched is 100% unacceptable. Cal McNair being in that post-game press conference, don't know why he was there. The only account that I have is what Brooks Kabina told us yesterday. Walked in a door opposite Lovey Smith, which tells me they didn't come in together. They walked in opposite doors, and one was observing the other. I love the fact that Cal McNair is taking the initiative to be in Miami, in that meeting room, listening to what the hell's going on and getting a firsthand account of what the face of his organization looks like and not lean on others for this information. It is a firsthand knowledge of what's perspective and knowledge of what the hell's going on. So I don't know what's going to happen with Lovey. I do believe that his job is in jeopardy at this point in time. I believe it should be, given what we've watched. And I just greatly appreciate, as a fan, the owner being in the building, an owner that typically has not done this. Now, there's a small sample size of how long he's owned the team and he's actually called the shots. And the small sample size, he's not always been out front of things, if you know what I mean. The fact that he's there now, I greatly appreciate.
They've made a concerted effort this year, led by him, to have a better connection with the fan base, and I believe not to be an embarrassment. My man's out here flipping hot dogs and hamburgers and handing them to fans. Like, they've made an effort.
Hopefully happy tummies.
To not be an embarrassment. To me, they do this against Deshaun. He comes back, and what that could look like, I'm not so certain that Lovey makes it could make it out of here. But it's 28 to nothing, 24 to 3 in that first half, like it has been, and the boos and the cheers for that could go up another notch. Want to take a deeper dive in Sunday's matchup against the Browns? Check out the newest episode of the Utopia podcast with Sean Pendergast, John McClain. It is live now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Speaking of Deshaun Watson, he finally spoke to the media and he finally addressed the city of Houston and its fans. If you haven't heard, you don't want to miss that. That's coming up next on The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right. We wondered when Deshaun Watson would actually speak. And he was scheduled to speak yesterday, but they changed tunes. I'm telling you, Clint, I thought this was going to be a straight-up Friday news dump. Try to do it Friday. run it into, you know, a little bit of probably in the middle of the afternoon, doing around noon. Then, you know, you got Friday and Saturday comes, and then Sunday comes. And the next time they talk about things will be about the game, and it wouldn't be in the news cycle so much longer. I felt like that was going to be the plan, which I understood. But he actually spoke today and spoke about a few things. We'll let you hear him. But I know a lot of people were wondering, you know, hey, man, he never took out a thank you page or anything like that with the fans or never addressed the fans of Houston. And he actually did today. For me, it feels like this is really one of the first times he's really going into depth about that. This was Deshaun earlier today in Cleveland speaking to the media. He was asked what it would feel like to come back to play his first game back here in Houston against the Texans.
You know, I'm excited. I'm excited to just play football in general in front of Cleveland Browns fans, but also in front of some of the Houston Texans fans. You know, I respect the whole organization of the Houston Texans. I respect the McNair family. I respect everyone that was there that drafted me in 2017. There's been great memories, fun memories. You know, I still have a home in Houston. I still have friends and family that's still in Houston. The relationships are still there. People, some of the players on the team, you know, I play with are seeing, you know, come up from, you know, maybe practice squad or from injuries. So, you know, I'm excited to get in front of all those fans. I have so much love for the city of Houston and H-Town, and everyone in that city pretty much knows that. So I'm excited to do that. But, you know, the most important thing is, you know, I'm excited to be in front of the Cleveland Browns fans for sure.
There you go. Some nice things to say. Oh, Lord, Tyler's rolling his eyes again. I don't know if you saw it.
I got so much love for the city of Houston.
He had a hand gesture going too in there, boys.
I just love Houston so much. And I love them. That's why I couldn't wait to get out of H-Town. And
that you didn't feel that?
Hell no. Oh, Lord. Clown.
Oh, God, he's going to clown.
Clown.
I didn't know if Deshaun had reached Turdville with you yet.
No, he's a different category. He's a clown.
What is it?
Clown.
He's a clown.
So you didn't like? You didn't like that? You didn't feel it was genuine?
Hell no. It's hard for me at this point to think anything that guy says is genuine.
Mm.
But especially that. Everyone knows how much love I have for the so much
that
love
part
for the
city. I don't know how. I don't know if everyone felt
the
that.
Hell out
what's that? What part of
when he said everybody? And I think everybody knows I have that love. I don't know if everybody.
I don't.
It had been a while since he has spoken out about the city.
I mean, I think he could have done a better job of like addressing the fan base in the city. I think as he was going through what it is he was going through, but at that age, dealing with those kind of off-the-field legal issues.
He was advised.
I mean, look, there was a chance, sure, there was a chance this thing could go the other direction, this guy could be behind bars. I mean, he was facing some serious, serious accusations, some serious, you know, adversity at that point in time, not sports adversity, real-life adversity, and so I don't know that thanking the city or thinking of the fan base was necessarily on the forefront, but he could have done a better job, no question about it. In that process,
text line, hell no, scripted by his PR. Well, of course. Now, actually, I don't think that part was skipped.
I don't either.
I think some of the other stuff we heard was scripted.
Sure.
But that part, I don't think that part was scripted.
No, he's just naturally a clown like that.
You are really
great. Yeah, look, I think there's a big portion of the fan base, the Fighting Tylers of the Texans fan base, that feel like that he quit on the team and
which is very fair for you to feel that way.
For sure, yeah. I mean, it teach their own. And it doesn't matter what he says or does, you know, they're just not going to appreciate anything he said. And then there's a portion that watched how he exited in terms of what happened off the field, and those folks, rightfully so, justifiably so, aren't going to feel any kind of warmth, if you will, coming from Deshaun Watson when he talks about loving the city loving him, and H-Town proud kind of thing. It's not going to go over well.
Yeah, people text this feels like Tyler's being a little sensitive.
I'm good with it.
I said Tyler's being a little too sensitive on the text line.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
He said it was never about the city of Houston. It was about the organization.
Agreed.
Okay, but the city is who suffered for it. The city is who bought your jersey. The city is who supported Deshaun Watson. The fans are who supported him and made him what he is in Houston. I mean, his play, obviously, he had to be a good quarterback, but that's the problem.
But you understood, like, if we take away the legal stuff, can you understand why he had the decision to?
Oh, okay. At the beginning, I wasn't even pushing back on him. I was like, I get it.
Like, but, I can understand why he didn't address the fans. As Clint was saying, he had other things that was going on, and probably they were very conscious about him saying anything. You know, and so I understand that. And for me, I think he did quit. He did quit on the Texans. Didn't want to be here anymore. But I completely understand why he quit, and we're seeing we're seeing it right now for the last couple of years.
To me, this was not your typical prima donna diva athlete that's quitting for because he's not, you know, paid enough or he's not treated a certain way. To me, this was wholeheartedly I'm not going to spend my best years in terms of being able to play ball, earn money, but in terms of being able to play ball and hopefully win a championship, I'm not going to – first of all, I don't see any quick exit out of – in terms of the team turning the corner anytime soon. And I could see why he wanted out. Again, we can call it quit if you want to call it quit. I totally understand why.
Yeah, I understand why
the guy
he
bounced
out.
And don't blame him one bit for,
and we're seeing
for doing
it.
So. We're watching it. We've experienced it for two years now.
We're watching it. So, yeah, that is understandable. Hey, if you're looking for more, and I'm sure they'll be talking about this Deshaun situation, it may be one of the biggest stories this weekend, at least, in the NFL, his return. Looking for more football conversation, check out The Crew, Odyssey's newest NFL podcast with NFL insider Josina Anderson, former quarterback Fred Smoot, and actor Morris Chestnut. Each week, players and celebrities join The Crew to give you a peek behind the curtain to provide real talk on the headlines across the NFL. Follow The Crew, and you can hear that free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And I think we're learning something about one of Clint's favorite athletes in the city of Houston, one of his favorite athletes. We're learning something, and I feel like he's kind of getting disrespected. We'll discuss what that is coming up next on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Boy, man, I'm telling you, this Deshaun thing, it is so interesting. And this has been from the jump, how so many people are in so many spaces. Like, I think there's almost like three spaces. There is where, as you said, the Fighting Tylers are. I think Tyler is just completely, I believe, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, dealing from a space of sports. Like, this is almost all what he's talking about. He's a clown from a sports perspective in terms of, like, he left Houston, left the city and things. I think this is from a sports space. I'm not putting words in your mouth.
Right, no, you're absolutely right.
And then there's those who are further from him in terms of, you know, the belief of that he is, you know, guilty of all of these things to folks who believe that Deshaun is being wronged in this situation. Boy, I mean, up and down the Trailer Willing Frame text line, it is just wild. From Houston has no love for Deshaun Watson to I'm going to be cheering him on. So, I mean, it's just – It's going to, as I've said earlier this week, it's going to make an interesting potential scene at NRG, just in terms of how far, we've been covering this for almost 2 years, for how far and how many different people, where people land in their feelings on this situation.
Yeah, there's just so many layers to it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to, I mean, that's why, like, I think the guy's a great quarterback. I'm a big fan of his on the field. I understand why he bounced. But when it's all said and done, the off the field stuff is absolutely inexcusable. Even if there were no crime, quote unquote crime committed, it's absolutely unacceptable. He was living some kind of life in the streets that I can't relate to, and most of us can't relate to, and to each their own in terms of how they want to process that part of Deshaun Watson. If it affects your ability to watch him play and the appreciation that you have for how he plays the game or who he is on the field, understandably so, justifiably so, totally get it. I'm one that, like, as a Houston fan, I hate what he did on the field. Back to football, back to on the field. I hate what he did in terms of the fact that he's not a Texan right now. I hate that. I'm I, I, I this He is a guy that this organization could have built around. He is a guy that could have masked a lot of the problems that typically sink organizations. He could have masked them to allow this organization to get things back right without having so much damage. But when it's all said and done, as a former player, I understand wholeheartedly and would hate to be stuck in a position, regardless of the money, would hate to be stuck in a position where the people around you that are ultimately making decisions aren't making decisions conducive to winning football games. So much to the point where, as we've all dog cussed, we've all heard, we've all cussed and discussed this thing to the tens, to the nines, right? DeAndre Hopkins for a second round pick and David Johnson. I mean, David Johnson, last I saw, I think he just got picked up 2 weeks ago by the New Orleans Saints. I mean, it's that right there is indicative of why Deshaun Watson left. And I for one, can separate the two. I know a lot of folks can't, and teach their own.
Yeah. So, obviously that situation is coming Sunday. It's just wild. We'll see what kind of scene we have there in front of us. All right, Clint, I feel like one of your guys is being disrespected. I know how much of a fan and how much you've embraced Chaz McCormick. I know you love Chaz McCormick. I know you're a big fan.
Sorry, Sean, I can't hear you. I had to turn this up, my song up my ear, Bob. I hear you, white boy.
Yeah, Chaz McCormick.
Now, Chaz, my bad.
Yeah, I know how much you love you some WB Chaz. Some white boy Chaz. But I'm going to tell you what, man. It feels like I thought maybe, boy, this might be the year after his postseason, after it finally took him, what, 5-6 months to be able to claim the position of center field.
Yeah.
They finally gave him that. It felt like it happened in the hell in the divisional round, baby. Thought maybe, all right, this year he might get a shot to be the everyday center fielder, at least to start. But, man, it seems like the organization completely is behind that. Because just when you start to hear the names that are rumored, a lot of names now after Abreu's been signed has been center fielders. Brandon Nimmo, who was with the Cubs, with the Mets, excuse me. And then as well as, I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday, Cody Bellinger, a center fielder as well, who's been mentioned. Like it's like they are, I don't know if the organization is completely comfortable with allowing your guy. I don't know if they feel this music about white boy Chaz the same way that you do, Clint. And it feels like they have done everything they could not to give him the everyday role. Right? I thought they made the trade for Miles Straw because they were going to give it to Chaz McCormick. For a little bit, nope, Jake Myers. Then this year it was Jake Myers. Then it was Siri. Then it was more of Jake again. I mean, it's like they didn't. Now Dubon was getting action over him. It feels like they're still trying to replace him. I don't know. I don't know if they view him as a guy that I think many Astros fans view him.
Well, look, I'll say this. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that white boy Chaz.
Are you able to do this with this music going behind you? I feel like the music puts you in a space where all you can see is Chaz hitting diving into that fence.
I've always liked this song. I've never loved it more than I do right this minute, for the record. Great job, Tyler. Well done. Even though I think I may have put this in your ear, but great job.
Yeah, you might be right.
You couldn't just say great job.
I can't give him this white boy vibe. I love him, Tyler. The song, White Boy Chaz. But I'm not gonna sit here and act like he's not a guy that they shouldn't look to upgrade from.
Really? So you said you were all right with Chaz being the everyday center fielder, but you feel the same way about Yuli. Is that how it is with Yuli? You were like, I'm fine if Yuli comes back, but if you got a chance to kind of obviously upgrade over him, you'd be good with. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I've seen enough that you should hand the reins to center field to white boy Chaz. Mm. I'm not there.
Are you to a point where you're willing to, where you were intrigued, where you want to see it?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I would rather them spend money for whatever left fielder is going to play 55% of the time if Bagwell says that Alvarez is going to play 45. I'd rather them spend money on whatever holes Jim Crane keeps talking about when he says you can never have enough pitching. I'd like for them to spend money on whoever's going to catch alongside of or in front of Maldonado. I'd like for them to add another utility player if Yuli's not that guy in the infield. Who's going to be that utility, that Diaz or that Yuli? Who's going to be that guy? And let's get a next level bat in here in terms of utility guys. I'd rather them spend money there, but I'm in no way, shape, or form in a place. I'm not so deep. I'm dating white boy Chaz. Like I'm not.
It feels like
we're not at the altar. No, we ain't at the altar.
You're not steady.
No.
You're not exclusive.
No, I don't know, Tyler.
It feels like he's exclusive.
We're hanging out as t-shirts.
We're
hanging out as buddies, and I think everybody probably knows there's a little something going on behind closed doors.
Friends with benefits.
At that point, yeah. I think that may, and everybody kind of just understands the relationship.
So you just out here knocking it off, but no title.
I mean, you call it that. I'm just not. I'm not wholeheartedly. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Chaz McCormick is a center fielder that the Astros should be like. No, thank you to other center fielders that are obvious upgrades. Yeah, he just
can't get a shot.
I'm gonna
put it to you like this: there is somebody in the organization that's not a believer of Chaz. Like, there's somebody that is a decision maker that isn't believer of Chaz. Somewhere, and it's been the last couple of years. There has to have been because there seems to be a fight within. No, I think he's good, or I don't think he's not. I'll say this: I think that person is still in the organization. I don't think Dusty is sold on Chaz.
Come on, man, if you've listened
to Dusty speak about Chaz, I remember in spring training, I was like, "Damn, Dusty, he was really hard on Chaz." I feel like Dusty is the one who's not sold on Chaz.
It's easy to get to that point because hell, he's the one that kept playing musical chairs with center field.
Sent him down
with guys that. I mean, look, the thing is with Chaz is like, Chaz has proven whoever it is wrong.
Yes.
Because they consistently tried to put Dubon out there, consistently tried to put Siri out there, consistently tried to put Jake Myers out there. And he just kept being the one that would, the cream would rise to the top, and then all of a sudden in the big moments in the playoffs he did big time things. So
at the plate and in the field,
in both spaces.
I don't know. I don't know. It's weird they keep trying to replace him. I've said this. I said this at the end of the year because I thought this was going to be the case. I would really love to see what Chaz looks like if he got all right, man. Like Pena. This is your job.
I would love to see it.
This is your job, and
I would love to see it.
But it just feels like they got to upgrade from that. Somebody said, I think there's somebody out there in that organization that views him as a fourth outfielder. I honestly do. I think there is somebody who views him as a guy that can play all of the outfield positions, but not a starter. And I don't know. I want to see. Chaz better start getting in with Jeff Bagwell.
I want that person to show you face, because I mean, there's no, he's not done it. Like you can.
I think he's in Sacramento.
You can argue how
with a toothpick and a glass of Cabernet.
You know what I'm saying?
You cannot like how he came up. You cannot like how, you know, and maybe on paper what it looks like, but there's no denying 2022. There's no denying.
He has clearly been the best over the last year and a half, even better than Jake, who they tried to push in there. I mean, we've heard Dusty speak of Jake and Siri as five tool guys, like talk about they've got
right.
But he's clearly been better than both of them, and they finally. I mean, he was so good that they finally had to say, "All right, man, it's yours. We got to. I mean, we can't take the guy who keeps hitting home runs opposite field." Take him out of the lineup. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if they continue to try to replace him at center field because they seem to want to do that often. All right, the latest here coming from the Texans, their injury report
is out. A guy that practiced yesterday is out today. We'll keep you up with the latest on that as we get prepared for the Texans as they take on Deshaun Watson, who returns back to Houston. All that coming up next on The Drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.